Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Allow your tummy to fill up like a balloon. And then exhale slowly and gently. Again, take a nice deep breath in. Fill up your tummy like a balloon. And slowly and gently breathe out. One more time. Deep breath in, filling your tummy up like a balloon. And then slowly and gently breathe out. Let your breathing come back to its normal rhythm. Now imagine a beautiful white light and it surrounds your whole body. And you are surrounded in a cocoon of this beautiful white light, knowing that you are always safe. You are always loved, and that this beautiful, pure white light is always protecting you. Now imagine that you are on a small rocky island with the beautiful blue ocean flowing gently all around it, and you can hear the waves just gently hitting the rocks, and you can see them just moving all around, swaying back and forth. You can hear the seagulls as they fly all around the island looking for food, and they dip and they dive all around you. They know, of course, that you are not food, but they have a look anyway. Just to check, of course. You notice a little pathway and you wonder where it goes. So you start walking to find out. And as you walk, you look up and are quite amazed because there, right in front of you, is a very large lighthouse with big red and white stripes all over it and a very big light at the top. You don't understand how you could have missed seeing it, but somehow you did, and you laugh out loud. You follow the path, and it leads straight to the door of the lighthouse. So you go inside to see what it's like. The room you are in is very bright, very light and very sunny. And you see that there are stairs in front of you. They are very big stairs, so big that you can't yet see what is at the top of them. So you start the long walk up the steps, and there are lots of them, but you keep walking. Your feet make loud clanging noises as you walk up the steps, and it echoes all around you. You reach the first floor and you notice that there is a doorway to one side and it's a bright blue colour. You wonder where it goes, but you don't stop because you want to go so much higher. So you keep walking and your footsteps keep clanging. Again, you reach the second floor. And there is another doorway. This doorway is a lovely pink colour. But still you don't stop because you really do want to go higher up. So you keep walking up the stairs, and still you hear your footsteps echoing all around the lighthouse. You reach the third floor, and this is the last floor before you reach the very large light on the top of the lighthouse. And this too has a doorway, only this doorway is the colour of the stars. Very bright, very sparkly. You decide that when you get to the top of the lighthouse to see the light, you will come back down and go through this doorway because it looks so exciting. But it can wait until you come back down. You keep walking until you reach the very top of the lighthouse, where the beautiful, very large and very bright light is. You open a hatch above you, and a little ladder drops down, and you climb up into the room that houses the very light itself. You look at the big bright light and watch as it turns and it shines its amazing light for all of the ships in the ocean. It shines so brightly, and it keeps all of the ships safe from crashing into the rocks below. You walk over to the window and have a look to see if you can see any of those ships. Not really. Wait, you do see one ship. It's a very old sailing ship. The ones that they call the tall ships, the kind they don't make anymore. It has massive sails all billowing in the wind. And you can even make out the sailors all doing their duties on the wooden deck. It's also flying a flag. Can you see what the flag is? Can you see the design on it? Maybe it's a pirate ship. Maybe you can see the skull and crossbones on the pirate flag. Can you see it? As you are watching the tall ship and the sailors working away on the deck, the ship suddenly fades away right before your eyes. It just vanishes. It's gone. Wow. Maybe it was an image from the past that you saw. Or maybe it was a ghost ship. From high up here, you see something moving in the water. Something very big. You see the massive head and body of a white whale rise up and out of the sea. And as it dives back down again, you watch its enormous tail come down with an almighty splash. You decide now to investigate the doorway that shines like the stars. So you head back down to the floor below, your feet clanging again on the steps. You stand in front of the shining, sparkly door. You reach out your hand and you open it. You step inside the room, but the room is empty. There is nothing here at all. You thought it would be something really special, though. But just as you are about to leave, you see a piece of paper on the wall, and it says that this room is a very special room indeed. Written on the paper are instructions for you. It even has your name on it. Can you see it? This note is from the pirates. It's okay, the friendly pirates. The note is saying that there is a trap door in the floor. Take a look. Can you see it? Can you see the trap door? The note is telling you to go through this trap door, and it will take you to the cellar. The cellar that's far below the lighthouse. In this cellar is all of the pirates' stash, all of their booty, the gold, the diamonds and jewels, all the things they have collected, and many, many more things. So you go through the trapdoor and descend down the dark and murky steps to the cellar. And as you reach the bottom, it smells a bit, and it's very damp. But you do see that this cellar has the most amazing things in it, and everything is very shiny too. You also see a very old pirate waiting for you. But this pirate is really very slim. Too slim, in fact. Well, actually, he's a skeleton in a pirate uniform. Just bones, really, with clothes on it. Oh, dear. But he does seem very jolly, though. And he does have a rather large, nice pirate hat on. He has on big black boots and a cutlass hanging from his belt. And he's not scary at all. In fact, you rather like him. He tells you his name is Captain Bones. Very apt, you think to yourself. He tells you to have a look and see what they have. You know that they have stolen all of it. But the pirate says it's okay, because they only take off the rich people, because the rich people don't seem to notice when it's gone. You are not sure about that, though. The old pirate says you can have anything you want to have in this room. You can even take it home with you. Anything that you want to have, you can have. So take a few minutes to have a good look and decide just what it is you'd like to take home with you, because it's yours to keep. Now it's time to return home. What a day this has been. And remember, you can return here to this lighthouse and your special room anytime you want to. But for now, take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. Again, deep breath in and slowly let it out. One last time, deep breath in and slowly let it out. Wriggle your fingers and wriggle your toes and stretch if you want to. And then whenever you are ready, slowly open your eyes.